Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Podcast Show's Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Friday, you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing Friday. You know, little Saturday, Sunday. You know, I think it is the weekend. You know, but you know, kids getting out of school. You know, people going to work. You know, people on probably on spring break. And you know. Or going to school, but yes, happy Friday. Yes, happy Friday to you guys. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. We got some amazing wonderful birthday today. Also, I want to say happy early birthday to everyone's birthday Saturday. And Sunday, happy early birthday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Yes, enjoy you guys' birthday. But today we talk about the three body problems in the NBA. We're going to talk about that. Let's get into a movie called The Three Body Problems. It's a movie. It's like a fatal decision in 1960s in China. Space and time to group of scientists and the president forced them to face humans' great threats. So, that is a good movie. It's a documentary. It's a good movie. It got a lot of trivia games. Like, you know, they like play games and stuff like that. And there's a lot of drama, also scientivity, also action, also adventures, stuff like that. So they try to solve problems. If they don't, they die. I guess they are limited. So, it looks like it's a good movie. You can watch it on Netflix. It got Chinese language and English, you know. They have, subtitles that what they speaking. And then say right there what they talking about. So, they got Chinese and the English part as well. But it's a good movie. And something that you want to learn, something like that about the three body problem. So yeah, it's a good movie. You can go check it out. Like I said, it's on Netflix, so go check it out. It'll be very interesting to see and watch and see. I know it's like adventure game, like, you know, like you're trying to solve like mystery and stuff like that. So it had different levels to it. I saw the trailer. Did I like it? But really, I'm not really. I say, if you like adventure, like you like solving like problems, so like that, it's your type of movie you can watch. So, I say yeah and nah. I'm in a better. So yeah. Now let's move on to the NBA. Of course, most about Wednesday game, because we didn't talk about the Wednesday game on Thursday. But Wednesday game, him, the Heat versus the Cavs game. Like, it was a good game. Heat, of course, 107 to Cavs 104. Then got Indiana versus Detroit. Of course, Indiana 102 to Detroit 103. Then you had the Bucks and the Celtics game. Looked like it was, you know, a good game, good fight game. But the Bucks, of course, lost 119 to Celtics 122. Then you had the Kings and the Raptors. Kings blew out the Raptors. King hit 123 to Raptor 89. We had the Jazz and OKC. It was like a good game. But OKC won, of course, 119 to Jazz 107. Then you had the 76ers and the Suns. Like, it was a good game. But the Suns, of course, 115 to 76ers 102. Then you had the Clippers versus the Trailblazer. Man, Trailblazer trying to get that mental and stuff like that. But the Clippers, of course, 116 to Trailblazer 103. That's when James Harden tried to attack Paul. Kawhi shot. It was funny. So, you know, making the game more interesting to watch and see, because, you know, It's the game. They had to grid rush the Warriors. Warriors, you know, getting healthy and stuff like that. Of course, Warriors 137 to Grizzlies 116. Then yesterday game, some of these games were trippy. Like, these games were so trippy. Play was getting into it. Like, it was getting chippy. Like, it was like chip. Like, plays getting into it. Plays, you know, hitting players and stuff like that. So, it was getting chippy and stuff like that. We had the Kings and the Wizard game. Wizards, of course, 109 to Kings, 102, shockingly. Then you had the Pels in Orlando. Orlando, of course, 121 to Pels, 106. Then you had the Bulls and the Rockets. This game was chippy. This chat game was chippy. Man, players going at each other, you know, really, really going at each other. It was crazy. But, of course, the Rockets, 127 to Bulls, 117. You had the Nets versus the Bucks. It like it was a good game with Chippy as well. The game with Chippy. Dennis Schroeder and y'all got into it and stuff like that. So, this game with Chippy, like I said, these games with Chippy, like, I don't know what was in the NBA yesterday because the game was getting chippy. Like, it was, like, so competitive. It's crazy. So, teams just fighting. Like, fighting to get in the playoff spot. So, it was chippy. You had the, of course, the Bucks 115 to Nets 108. You had the Jazz versus the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas, oh my God, they on a roll right now. Like, they showing out. Dallas, of course, 113 to Jazz 97. Man, Dallas showing out. They had 113 to Jazz 97. They had New York versus Nuggets. Still like it was a good game. Fought all game. But, of course, Nuggets won 113 to New York 100. Then had the Hawks versus the Suns. I feel like this game was trippy as well. But, of course, the Suns, of course, 128 to Hawks 115. Then tonight games, we got Celtics versus the Pistons at 6 p.m. Then you got the OKC versus the Raptors at 6 p.m. Then you got the Cavs versus Timberwolves at 7 p.m. Then you got the Pels and the Heat at 7 p.m. Then you got the Grizzlies versus the Spurs at 7 p.m. You got the Clippers versus Trailblazers at 9 p.m. Then you got the Indiana versus the Warriors at 9 p.m. Then you got the 76ers and the Lakers at 9:30 p.m. So, you know, Lakers had a break. So, some teams had a break. So it's going to be good. Some teams, like I said, some team is getting ready, getting healthy to make a push to the playoff, you know, make it to the postseason. So, you know, team getting crazy by the minute. Then tomorrow game, of course, you got the Nets versus the New York versus Brooklyn game. That's game will be good. We don't see who got the better game, better team. So they play at 12 p.m. this tomorrow game. And then you got Kings versus Orlando at 6 p.m. tomorrow. You got the Hornets versus 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Suns versus Spurs 7 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Celtics versus the Bulls 7 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Jazz versus the Rockets 7 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Raptors versus the Wizards 7 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Nuggets versus Trailblazers 9 p.m. tomorrow. Then Sunday game, you got Pel versus Detroit 2 p.m. Then you got the 76ers and Clippers play 2:30 p.m. Then you got the Cavs versus the Heat 5 p.m. Then you got the Warriors versus Timberwolves at 6 p.m. They got the OKC versus the Bucks at 6 p.m. They got the Indiana Pacers and the Lakers at 9 p.m. So these games will be good. These games will be good. Like, teams, like I'm telling y'all, teams is getting chippy. I really do love it because you see teams are getting passionate, trying to make a playoff push, you know, trying to get in the playoff because, you know, teams not giving up, teams not shutting down for nothing. It's just, it is what it is. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting. You got to win every game. It's a must win because you're trying to get in a good spot of position to make it to the playoff spot or trying to avoid the play-in tournament so you get more enough rest, you know, really enough rest to get ready for the playoff. And if all the players getting, like, healthy, like, every team players getting healthy, yes. Some players are getting injured. Some players are getting injured on different teams and stuff like that. But now you see teams like getting really, really fully healthy. It's like you got to must win. You gotta want to win it. And it can be challenging. It can be very, very challenging and difficult at the same time. But the East, you got the number one seed, the Celtics. Then you got the Bucks. Then you got the Cavs. Then you got Orlando. Then you got New York. Then you got Indiana. Then you got the Heat. Then you got the 76ers. Then you got the Bulls, then you got the Hawks, then you got the Nets, then you got the Raptors, then you got the Hornets, then you got the Pistons, then you got the Wizards. Wizards Pistons is neck to neck. Like, I want to know who going to be the last team standing. Like, who going to be the 14th seed? Who going to be the 15th seed? So, it can be go either both ways. And it's tough. It's just very, very tough. And I'm loving it so much. But in the West, it's challenging. It's like a battle. It's like an uphill battle. And it's crazy. Number one, see, you got the OKC. Then you got the champs, number two, the Nuggets. Then you got the number three, the Timberwolves. Then you got the Clippers. Then you got the Pels. Then you got Dallas. Then you got the Suns. Then you got the Kings. Then you got the Lakers. Then you got the Warriors. Then you got the Rockets. Then you got the Jazz. Then you got the Grizzlies. Then you got the Trailblazers. Then the Spurs. It's tough. This is very, very tough. And I feel like these young team is like getting more comfortable, like more confident in their shots and stuff like that. Like next year, you know, new people come in, new faces and stuff like that. When they get like veterans on their team, and they can make a real push, it's gonna be different. It's gonna be amazing. So, you know, you gotta enjoy it. You really, really, really gotta enjoy the game and stuff like that. And it's like teams are making a push, like a playoff push, and it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be very, very tough to watch and see. But I'm really, really is enjoying it because you never know who gonna be in a play-in tournament, who gonna be that number one seed. You never know. Like the West, like you don't know. Like the West it's a battle to get that number one seed between the OKC, the Nuggets, Timberwolves, the Clippers. Any teams can get it, but between the OKC, the Nuggets, and the Timberwolves, it's both teams is battling it out. Try to battle out to get that number one seed and have home court advantage. When you go to the next round, got home court advantage. Then you move again, you got home court advantage. Then have a better record when it's all over. Because in the East, the better record overall is the Celtics. You know, if they make it to the finals, they got home court advantage because they got the better winner percentage and loser percentage. So, of course, if they make it that far to the finals, they will have the home court advantage to end game seven home court. And it can be tough, you know. It can be very, very tough. And I really, really, really do enjoy it. And I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about, you know, the NBA. Because, you know, the season almost over. Then we got the postseason. That's the playoff. And teams about to go at each other, like, even more harder and harder than they ever did it right now. Yes, games getting chippy and stuff like that because every team want to win. You know, you got only one team can win it. So, it can be tough. It can be very, very tough, you know, mentally, physically, your body, all that got to be tough. Got to make sure you're mentally ready. Prepare for that because the playoff is so long. It ending, like, the beginning of June, and it start like the middle of April, and then it can end the beginning or like the middle of June. It's all depends and stuff like that. So it can be tough. It can be very, very tough. You gotta enjoy it. Very, very gotta enjoy it. And I do enjoy it a lot. So I do enjoy it a lot. So I can't wait. I cannot wait for the game start. So it's going down. Like very, very going down. So yeah. So, also, I want to know how you guys feel about the movie Three Body Problems. Let me know if you guys seen it or not. Also, I want to know how you guys feel about the NBA. Are you guys really, really enjoying the NBA? Do you see your team growing and growing and growing and growing and just like, you know what, we're going to focus on next year and focus on the NBA draft and get some, you know, good players after draft because, you know, this draft class gonna be good and very, very interesting. So you gonna see that. Also, you know, trying to sign, you know, some like veterans is contract is expired. So you're trying to sign some good players to come on your team, stuff like that. So it's gonna be you gonna see. I know the free agency gonna be tough. It's gonna be very, very tough to get these players, these veterans and stuff like that. So it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be very, very tough. So can't wait for the off season as well. But I'm enjoying the second half of the season. And can't wait for the playoffs. So how you guys feel about that? Before we go, I take a deep breath from you. Let out. I know, breath from here. Let out. God first, self first. If you're single, slow, slow. So you guys, blow y'all, bitch, snoop. God first, yourself, your sniffer, relationship, no kids, slow, slow. To you guys, God first, kid first, self first, sniffer. Shout out to the, you know, two parents, household, slow, slow. To you guys, blow y'all, bitch. God first, kid first, self first. Shout out to the same parents at the slow, slow. To you guys, blow y'all, bitch. Shout out to everyone overseas, love, love you guys so, so, so much. In the U.S., shout out to everyone in the U.S., love you guys so, so, so much. Thank God for tuning in. Shytown Podcast. Make sure you guys check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We still in season 4. Check it out. Shytown Podcast. Shytown Empire. And make sure you guys tell a friend about Shytown Empire. Tell people, tell everyone that you know about Shytown Empire. Man, you know, put it on for them. Also, put it on for your dog, cat, snake, whatever. Put it on for them so they can listen to it. And we'll talk about everything you guys want to talk about. Also, make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, follow us on Wisdom. Follow us, and stuff like that. And yeah, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone, birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone, birthday Saturday and Sunday. Happy, happy birthday to you guys. Enjoy you guys' weekend. Be safe. Enjoy. Have an amazing rest of you guys Friday. You know, everybody get ready to get off, get ready to go out. Have fun, stuff like that. So enjoy. That. I also always say this. If nobody love you, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of you guys' day. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shytown Empire show, come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.